from Siman Nun Hey, Sif Gimel. We did the Sif. We started the Mishnah Berurah. We got the Mishnah Berurah at Zion, and I said, let's leave it for tomorrow. Okay, so let's just get her back in the conversation. So they started Yotzer. They had 10 people. They said Kaddish. They said Baruch Hu. They started Brichas Yotzer, and then some people left. So you don't have a minyan of time for Shemone Esrei. So you can't say, well, we had a minyan earlier, so we can continue as if we had a minyan. That's not true. They started being mitzvah Yotzer. I'm recording Mishiskimu. The Philo Yomer Rak Kaddish and Baruch Hu Basaro. They've said Kaddish and Baruch Hu. They had 10 people. But the mamash right after Baruch Hu, they left. So Mikra Kemosh Yeschilu Kvar Basoro. That's called that they started Birchus Yotzer with 10. Now what's the relevance? What's the difference? So the law is that the din of the, if the Shliach Tzibur has to be moitzi somebody from the Kehila for Birchus Yotzer, so they could say the whole bracha aloud to be moitzi somebody. But we had before that halacha being moitzi somebody in brachas, if the other person is a baki, you need 10 people. If he's not a baki, he can't do it himself. You can do it in one-to-one ratio, like you might see him. In the case of a baki, you need 10 people. But the guy with this halacha, if you started with 10, you can finish. So the Mishabur is pointing out, so they said Kaddish, they said Baruch Hu, they had 10 people. They started Birchus Yotzer, and somewhere around the middle of Birchus Yotzer, the 10th person left. So you can continue being Motzi the Tzibur. However, I would have thought possibly that if the person left before they said Baruch Hu, so you didn't start with 10. And we said, well, if you didn't start with 10, you can't be Mashalim as if there was 10. Saying no. That just by saying Baruch Hu, and we said before that Baruch Hu is considered now your Be'em Saperik, that because the Baruch of Yotzer or Chashka started, as long as there were 10 people by Baruch Hu, it's called you started, and you can now be Moitzi. So for the rest of Birchus Kriya Shema, you can be mochi them as if there were 10 people, because since it was you were Masul Basura, you can continue as if there was 10. But that only is true for this segment of Tefillah, which is Birchus Kriya Shema. Okay, so now in regards to Chazor Shashatz.
Before we get to that, in terms of the extra words that Yachid says by Shema, how would that work?
I don't think it would be a problem. They wouldn't have to.
They wouldn't have to.
Right. Okay, now, so they started Chazor Shashatz. So the Ramos said they started Chazashatz and they said Kedusha. So it sounds like this is only true if your number 10 left after Kedusha. But if your number 10 left before Kedusha, you cannot continue Shemone Esrei. So that's incorrect. Kedusha is Lav Dafka. They feel a dying Leomer Kedusha. Kimish Yitzchilu, Nispal Bakaroma, Filarak Ba'ovis Levad, Gamer Mafakal Hashalim. So once you started Chazor Shashatz with 10 people, the person left right in the middle of the first bracha, doesn't make a difference. You finish all you say Kedusha, you finish all of Chazor Shashatz, you say Brachas Kahanim, you say the bracha, the Kaddish after the Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish after Shemone Esrei, and then you say Asher B'Tzion, and you say the Kaddish Sholem. In my mincha, you would say the Kaddish Sholem. So you say all the way through, even though you only have 9 people, you say the Kaddish Sholem, which is afterwards the Shaykh Tefillah, because you say Amritzis Kabbos Loisun Kaddish Sholem. Koshkin the Chatzik Kaddish Shaykh Tefillah Shemone Esrei, and obviously you say the Chatzik Kaddish also Mishmeri Yutes Shalach Rea, which is afterwards. But the Kaddish after Elenu, which that's not part of the Kadesh, which are referencing back to the Tefillah it's a kaddish for a lena. Well, you didn't have 10 people when you said a lena. You can't say kaddish. If Elim Hiskel Omer a lena basara, we also make sausen. Even if you started a lena with 10, before you got the kaddish, one person left. Gam kein lo yomer kaddish. Ain halak minig. That kaddish is only it's only a minig. So you can't say that. Well, since you're a mask, a lena b'ten, she ought to be mashlim and say the kaddish. It's not the whole thing is not a chiyuv of gomer. All these other things where they're not mikir adin, they're not called that since you had 10 before, you can say that it's a kilo as if you had 10 now. You need to have 10 during the moment of the kaddish. Okay, but in that situation, if it's a Monday or Thursday, where you start a Chazar Shashatz with 10 and then somebody left, you can finish tefillah with Kadesha, but you can't lane. Chaval Patera. Im Eri Kain, but Yom Shenu Chemisha. That'll be relevant on a Monday or Thursday. Because that's at a different point. By Ma'arvis, the Kaddish, which is afterwards, doesn't reference back to Birchus Kriya Shema Birchus Seh. So what's that relevant? The Kriyashma Berchus Echa base, the Mishum Hachi. In Mishkila Berchus Arbis Basar, you started Ma'ariv with 10, Berchus Kriyashma with 10 people. I feel a rock Baruch Luchud. Achakach Yotzum Iksasin. So what are you allowed to do? Ein L'Rak Ligmer HaKadosh HaShakadim HaTvila. You're allowed to go through all the Berchus Kriyashma and say the Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei, but not the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei. The Kaddish references back to Berchus Kriyashma also. Different, let's say, by Mincha, you say Ashrei, then you say the Kaddish, and then you da Mincha. That Kaddish is not considered a reference back to Ashrei. Ashrei is a Hechatimsa to allow you to say the Kaddish as the introduction to the Shemoneh Esrei. So if you don't have 10 people, you tell people when you started Ashrei, it's not going to help you. But over here, the Kaddish is the conclusion of this section of Tefillah of Birchus Kriya Shema, and therefore you can say the Kaddish. Avolo Yomer Kaddish Achar Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. You can't say the Kaddish after Mar, after Shemoneh Esrei. Fisha Tefillah Enoch Hebrew La Brachus Shal Kriya Shema. The Tefillah and the Birchus Kriya Shema are two separate things. So the fact you had 10 when you started Birchus Kriya Shema doesn't help you as if you had 10 when you started Shemoneh Esrei. Kosh can say the Kedush of a Kaddish from Mitzvah Shabbos, and the then we say Chatzik Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei, we say Seder Kedusha. So that's that Kaddish will not be said.
What Kaddish? Chatzik Kaddish.
The Chatzik Kaddish and then the Kaddish Shalom afterwards. Avin Hoya Sarba Shosh, she's killing these Pilot Tvil Shemoneh Esrei, Belachash. When you started the style of Shemoneh Esrei, you had 10 people, and then somebody left. So the Kaddish that you say afterwards is referencing back the act of the tefillah of the 10 people, which you started with 10 people. So Yesh Loimer, Kaddish Shalom Shal Achar Tefillah, you could say the Kaddish afterwards. The Kaddish Shaykh the tefillah, and you had 10 people. But you can't say the Kaddish after Elenu, obviously. Now, he did say before that a person who does, even though we can continue and say the Kaddish anyway, but the person who left is considered Oizvei Hashem, and he doesn't necessarily get brachos on his head for what he did. But regards to us, we're able to say that. I think I was once by a minyan where somebody left. I was on Shemoneh Esrei, and they weren't sure what to do with the Kaddish. You know, because one person left. He only had 9 people. They allowed us to say the Kaddish or not. So, I remember that was. I don't know what happened, but I seem to recall that the people were trying to figure out what to do.
They hadn't started the Kaddish yet, up to it, they started
with 10 people. One person Darvish Shemoneh Esrei left, and they hadn't said the Kaddish yet, and they only had 9 people. So
I was once a Kriya. I was shlishi in a shul, made the bracha. The guy was going to say Kaddish, someone says, wait, there's no money anymore. Someone walked out.
So you take Kaddish over there?
Well, they didn't. I was supposed to.
They should. That Kaddish is for the Gemara of the Kriya. Since the Kriya had 10 people, you say the Kaddish over there.
There was 10 people.
So if the Kriya started with 10 people, so you would say the Kaddish afterwards. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So now this is an interesting din. I want to point out over here that this din over here, that so the comes of the Kaddish by Ma'ariv is referencing back the Shtadl and Shemoneh Esrei, but we wouldn't say by Shacharis. Let's say you started the Shtadl and Shemoneh Esrei by Shacharis with 10 people. Before Chazar Shashat, one person left. So okay, I can say the Kaddish Shalom still left. The Kaddish Shalom at the end is going back to the Shtadl and Shemoneh Esrei. That's not true. Once you have a Chazar Shashat, the Kaddish Shalom is connected to the Chazar Shashat. And since you don't have a Chazar Shashat, you don't have 10 people for Chazar Shashat, you wouldn't say the Kaddish Shalom over there in that situation either. Because a Ma'ariv is better than Shacharis in that respect. Because the Ma'ariv, the Chachila, the Kaddish was Niskan, to be said, referencing back to the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, whereas by Shacharis it was not.
Friday night as well, where we have
quasi-chadashah? That's an interesting question. I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
Why? By Friday night, you would need, if you said Shemoneh Esrei with 10 people, the one person left before they started the bracha of Magen Avos, the Birchas Mein Sheva, so you couldn't say Birchas Mein Sheva because it was Niskan as a semi Chazar Shashatz, so you couldn't say that. And once you couldn't say that, Pashas of the Beimar of Shabbos, the Kaddish Shalom is referencing back to the Birchas Mein Sheva, which you didn't say.
Why isn't it referencing back to the Shemoneh Esrei?
Because the same way you see by Shacharis that we don't say that Svara, because since there's a Chazar Shashatz, to have to have 10 people for the Shemoneh Esrei doesn't allow you to say Kaddish Shalom at the end. You have to have 10 people for a Chazar Shashatz, at least to start Chazar Shashatz, and then you can say the Kaddish Shalom. So whenever it means, whenever you have a Chazar Shashatz, the Kaddish Shalom is referencing back to the Chazar Shashatz, not to the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. That's what Reuven's saying. So the by Friday night, that should be true too.
So if someone walks out before Chazar Shashatz, is there a chiyuv to go look for a minyan, or do you just continue?
No, not mechuyav. I mean, if the person to the left, he left. It's not a chiyuv to look for a minyan. There's a chiyuv. You're supposed to say kedusha every day. So if you can get 10 people say kedusha, you should say kedusha. But it's out the dinner because there's a shot. You're an honest.
When the person leave after the silent?
Which case? Friday night case?
No, after Kaddish.
He left after Silent Shemoneh Esrei, so you're left with 9 people and you can't say Chazar Shashatz. So you mechuyav to try and go find a 10th person so you can be able to say Chazar Shashatz. Okay.
So if it happened here at the Menchah 245, you would be, I guess, obligated to go out and get somebody from the high school to come in.
I mean, because it's easily available.
Right.
It's not so partial, we'll see later on, it's not so partial that you can do that. That pull a 10th person in and say Chazar Shashatz. That because he wasn't one of the people davening Shemoneh Esrei there. Okay, we'll see.
But you could have
if you can have 6 people davening Shemoneh Esrei do Chazar Shashatz, but they have to be. You need the shots. You need all 10 people in the room to do that.
During Shabbos.
Well, let's say I have 6 people davening Shemoneh Esrei, and then 4 people show up. I say, great, now we have 10 people to Chazar Shashatz. But there wasn't a tekana of Chazar Shashatz. You only had 6 people. If you have a minyan of 10 people and 6 are davening Shemoneh Esrei, so Rav is davening, then there's a tekana of Chazar Shashatz. Mm-hmm. If the guy shows up afterwards, so you didn't have. Now, this case, you started with 10, you lost your 10, now you want to regain the 10 with a new person. So I'm not sure what the law is in that case. Okay, Dalit. Yesh Matirim Lorim Medavashim Kedusha Vestisha. With you can 9 people, Betzir of Katan, Shiyarsim Ben Sheish, They allow chazar shatz with a katan who's chayv and chinuch. If one individual is that we allow one to be such a person. That's such a shita. The Shulchan Aruch says, however, the Gedolei HaPoskim did not accept it. Who adin the eved or isha ain mistarfen. And similarly, you can't use an eved or isha for minyan. There was an argument that if he's holding a chumash, maybe that would allow him to be mitzaref. We'll see what that is in a second. What was the thought process behind that? So it doesn't work. Some people are makel. So the Mora actually discusses the idea of counting for your 10, counting, you know, if you have 9 plus something which is not optimal for your 10th, is that sufficient? The Mora actually discusses the possibility that you have 9 people to all say the Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah, so that's the presence of Hashem. So you have 10. Like you find Rashi says in Chumash, you know, that the Rom davened to save Stoim based on 45, because there's 9 for each city plus a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Yechidah Shel Olam, so he counts as number the 10th of each group, right? So the more actually in Brachos raises such a
Shalom.
That's Rashi says, right? The Gemara actually in Brachos actually brings a mandam which says that, yeah, you can do that. The Tisha of Aron Mitzarfen, Tisha plus the Aron Kodesh can be Mitzarf. So we don't do that. We don't do cotton either. But maybe we could argue if you have the mile of the two together, as it were, the cotton with the chumish, maybe that's better. So there was a Shitas Rishonim which held like that. So we're saying we don't rely on that.
Is there an idea of Shas Hatzchak, somebody has yard set or something?
Not that I'm aware of.
Rabbi Rain, I shouldn't make the, you know, say this. I'm talking about Rabbi Anner, that's all about the Rabbi Anner, that's all about.
Wow.
It has been started.
Okay. Probably took the mental anguish of the
right. That's right. Kind of what I meant by Shas Yitzchak.
Right.
That's why he was a community rep.
Right. There are people which were the Mr. Burr says the minig was to do it, and you'll see. You'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Let's see. Anyway, okay. Ayirei atchak a chumash. Well, the lama chashminon a katan leish ayirei shoyches chumash biyare. Don't tell the problem with that. Now, Ramesh has the truth. Ramesh says that the chumash that it's referring to was a chumash which was written like they used to write chumashim in the time of the Gemara, i.e., it was written beglilo, just it wasn't a full sefer Torah. So that is kedusha sefer. Nowadays, in regards to the chumashim, so Ramesha says that you couldn't use a chumash, a printed chumash. Says you would give him a sefer Torah to hold. And that's what it means.
So in other words, the Aaron, the sefer Torah that in the Aaron don't.
Yeah, we're not going to teach the Aaron. But we're saying that the fact that the cotton, which one of them more holds that, the cotton by the fact that he's connecting to the Hebrew, holding the Sefer, that combination will function like the 10th. Do you need the combination of the two to get physically together? Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that some people would do it. Lonir Divrayim, even if Chumash doesn't work, but Samar Noyeg B'Shasat Chak. The Shasat Chak means, Ratzalom Rafila B'li Chumash. The first sheet of the Shulchan Aruch didn't get involved in the Chumash thing. It said we count for number 10, we count the Katan. But Dafka Echabul Shnai, we're only allowed to use one. You can't use two boys. The Bush Katan Shlorod Noigim and the Tzarfar Afilu B'Shasat Chak. This at the most that he says Yesh Noigim. He says he's never seen it. So he's sort of disputing the minig that there's no such minig. This is a quote from Morgan Rum. We do use a katan with a chumash. He did not use it to facilitate the kaddish, which is not a chiyuv, It's only for the main, the basic part of tefillah. The basic part of tefillah.
That's not going to help for.
That's what I'm saying. I told you that. You wait to see what the Mishabura says about it. The Mishabura says that this din, the Magaram, who says the minhag is to be mekel, did not say it for the purpose of Kaddish. Until he's 13 years old. Fine. So that's the Magen Rambam says the minhag is to do it. He says you should know then that even that is like is definitely stressing it. Okay. Oynin enu mitzarf l'minyan. A person who's an oynin lo aleinu can't count for the minyan. Vano kol oynin shechayu b'lihis abo lov fil enu muta lov l'kavri. Now, so there's two levels of aninus. There's one is the state of aninus means he's a state where he's not even an oval yet. He's still in a state of just being in pain for the loss. And there's also the fact that Aynan is responsible to take care of the burial purpose, and that gives him a lach of oisik b'mitzvah, potter ben a mitzvah. So that chiyuv is not, you know, there can be multiple people which have, there could be the person's nifter, and he has sons, and he has brothers, and he has a father, and he has a mother, and he has, he can have many people, he has siblings, he has, like, 15 people are honoring him, but not all mechuyev to take care of the kvura. The responsibility to take care of the kvura goes to the one who's the yarish, would be the children. So, if a person's nifter and his parents are still alive and his siblings are still alive, they're honoring him, but they're not chayiv in kvura. So they don't have the sort of isik mitzvah potter ben a mitzvah. So you might have thought, so he's saying that those people, so the bisham, the one who has a mitzvah potter ben a mitzvah, is called, he's b'chalal, there's no mechuyev tefillah because he's busy with a different mitzvah. But these people are just basically sitting there in a state of aninus. Maybe they can count for the minyan, at least count for the minyan. They shouldn't daven, they should count for the minyan. No. He's not the Yarish, but he's still an aninun. I feel im yesh to misha yisasik imoy bekvurosoy. Even though somebody else who could take responsibility, since he's there in the city, he has a chiyuv aninus because he has the potential fallback. Okay? We'll see the contrast of that of a different city in a second. Now, the exception is the following. There's a din called Moshe L'Katofim. Some literally are the people, the shoulder people, which means the people who would carry the pallbearers. But what it means, the concept of the phrase is referring to the people who took responsibility to actually bury them. So once the family has done everything which is necessary and they've given over to the Chevra Kadisha, let's say, or which the Chevra Kadisha in these places would take all responsibility from the time that's given to them until they actually bury him. So it's not, they have no, the family is passed on the responsibility totally to somebody else. The law is rechayiv in tefillah at that point in time. Practically, it's not very common. I mean, I had this by my father, Olav Shalom, that my father was nifter on Shabbos. My brother was in Seattle, so he couldn't make in to the Levi until late Sunday night. The Levi was Monday morning. So Pesach was covered for a child, for a son to arrive. You wait, you push up the kvura. So Sunday, so in the morning we took care of all the arrangements, etc., and we gave it over. Everything was done. The funeral parlor took care of all the arrangements were made, and the chevra kedisha, everything was done. So really, we had no responsibility anymore. Everything's been taken care of.
What morning,
Sunday? So I spoke to the rav and I said about 12 o'clock. I think I have dinner with the I should be chayiv and tefillah. He said, no, you never know. Something might come up and you need to be readily available at that moment in case something comes up. About an hour later, there was a problem. I got a phone call from the funeral home that there was a problem and I had to take care of it. So it's almost like prophetic words of the Rav. But there is places where You know, over there, the funeral home is a for-profit organization focusing on themselves. But if you had a community organization which really took full responsibility to make sure everything was taken care of, that'd be most of the kedavim. At that point in time, a person could have. So obviously they can count for the minyan. Now, let's all talk about if he's in the same city. So many times in a different city, they don't know about it until after the kvura. But let's say, whatever reason, he was able to find out about it before the kvura, but he's in a different city. Meanwhile, there is, in the city where the mace is, there's somebody who can take responsibility. So the loch is in that situation, he's in a different city. So as if he has no... practically, he can't do anything. You know, before the world of phones, like, what could he do? He could do nothing. So he has no way to partake, as it were, of the responsibility. So then, the fact that he's in pain does not relieve him from his chiyuv, or at least he's allowed to daven if he wants to. Some person will say, he's mechuyev to daven. Okay? So obviously, if that's true, whom he's tarif the minyan, he can't for the minyan. Mio kozal minyan oinen, obviously, this is Ultima Anoinen, who doesn't have a key, he's putter from Mitzvah Say. But an Obel is Chayv and all Mitzvah. Obviously, an Obel would be Mitzvah, no question about that. The question nowadays, when you have the contact from city to city, does this the halacha apply? So, this is actually, I have this. Play out very uncomfortably. And when my mother was nifteris, so the Kura was in Cleveland. She was in Cleveland. My sister was in Cleveland. And we had made it take care of all the ranges really much beforehand. So I was speaking to the Poisek there, next arrangements, you know, and he said, you know, and I asked him, so my Chayav, he said, you're Chayav Mitzvahs. You know, you're not the same city. There's somebody else taking care of it. And, you know, the fact that you can do it long distance, but there's somebody there to take care of it, so there's no reason to. Okay, then before I left, I went to ask Rav Anner something else. He says, "By the way, you know, you're not, you can't do it. You're not chayav mitzvah." Says, "What about that?" I said, "No, we don't hold like that. We hold that you're potter." So I got in the psak from the Rav in Cleveland that I'm chayav, but I got in the psak from Rav Anner offered without me asking that I'm potter. So now what do I do? So I already got in the psak already. So I held that I was chayav. But it's not right to go against the Pesach and the Murad Asra, so we started traveling, and then after I got out where I felt was past the jurisdiction by Frederick, I stopped and I davened Shacharis. I put on talus when I davened, I put on talus, not tefillin, put on talus and I davened Shacharis on the way, because I had that strange scenario. I was like, okay. Sifhei, im loy hebi shtei saris. If he has not reached an age of physical maturity, even though he's reached an age of maturity, but he doesn't have physical maturity, so that it continues until he hits the age of majority of his age, which this person lives to be 70, that's the assumption. So he hits 35 years, he's in his 36th year already, he's ready to hit Roiv Shanoisov. Then we have to assume that he's not going to develop anything, he's a Sris. Now, the Mora says there are specific simonim which indicate a person is a Sris. That will also work, if that develops earlier, so then he's a Gadol, who's a Sris. But if he has neither the simonim of a Sris nor the simonim of physical maturity of Saris, so that he's a Katan. Mio. So the Gemara says that the Gemara says that Rava said there's a chazaka. If he reached the age of maturity, we assume that he has physical maturity. We rely on that chazaka for the rabbanans, not for the raises, but all of these inyanim of kaddish, etc., are at some level of the rabbanan. So we can rely on the chazak. One place where you wouldn't, for example, you wouldn't want such a boy to be a balkare for Parsha Zohar. Right? Something of that sort. Another place which it's relevant is a 13-year-old bar mitzvah boy being motzi his mother in Kiddush Friday night. chiyav kiddush for a woman is a raisa. She's a chiyav kiddush to raisa. Women are chayav and kiddush to raisa. The boy might be a katan because he has the age of maturity. Doesn't necessarily have physical maturity. So in that situation, you would not rely on that chazaka.
In that situation, you have the same issue with, her husband. If he's already yotze, he's deraisa. So can't he use the same thing there? And she could. One of the terutzim there is.
If you hold it to that kavager, that works. But that's.
Oh, so which rabbi?
Kavager says good Shabbos.
But if he's already yotze, okay.
Kavager suggests that the raisa. The chiyuv to be. Well, the problem is that the man was chayv the raisa, but he was yotzei in Shmoneh Esrei in Shul. The woman did not daven, so she's still chayv the raisa. So the man's chayv only the rabbanon, she's chayv the raisa. And according to the Rebbe Yehuda that he learns in the Rosh, that the pshat is there's no arvus from a man to a woman, so how can we might see her? He's not chayv anymore. That's
even,
the problem.
Even a husband to a wife?
Even a husband to a wife. Right. So, so one answer is there is arvus from man to woman, and the Rosh means something else. That's what Kiriger says. Kiriger says besides that, when you say good Shabbos, saying good Shabbos counts to be yotzei yechiyav kiddush d'oraisa. So when you come home for a night, you say to your wife good Shabbos. He says good Shabbos back. She's also not yotzei kiddush d'oraisa. You're both only chayv d'rabbanan. You can might see her, right? So that's what Kiriger is a kiddush. That's true.
Why is this? You can say bracha mavil to after Shabbos.
First of all, that's Baruch HaMavdil is a question in regards to Chazal allowed us. There's a chiyuv to say some level. That's a chiyuv d'rabbanan to say Havdalah. So Chazal said that you should do some form of Havdalah before you do Malacha. So fine. That's not necessarily going to be the same level of that you have to hurdle to be yotzei yechiyav d'oraisa of kiddush Friday night. So Kreger says his thought process is, most people don't walk over and say a good dinstig, a good Tuesday. They say good day. The only day of the week which has its own name is Shabbos. So that is indicative of the fact that Shabbos is unique. So Mela, your yotzei yechiyav in Mekata Shabbos of the Devorim, saying good Shabbos as opposed to saying good day. That's what shows it's unique, and that's enough to be yotzei yechiyav of Shabbos. Okay, it's a thought process, but it's a thought process. It wasn't like,
she could also daven Ma'ariv.
She could daven Ma'ariv, right.
Can't she say it along with her son?
Well, she should say it on the coast then. She's not. If she's saying, if she's been saying along because she's been yotze herself, but she doesn't have a kais.
She can't be yotze with this kais.
Well, she's not. There's nothing to say kiddush on the kais. If she's been yotze with her own kiddush by saying along with him, so she's not been yotze with him. She's yotze with her own. So hold the kais. So she's I'm yotze with him. So then you're back to the same.
It sounds like the only reason she would be doing it is because she's not familiar with the word. So she could be holding the kais and say it along with him.
That she could do. I'm saying, but she would need a kais.
That's different than
that's
the same by like Kamosi.
I mean,
can you say the
Drabanan? The problem is the chiyuv, her chiyuv is kiddush d'oraisa, and her chiyuv, and the boy's chiyuv is potentially only Drabanan.
Well, for sure. Anyway, if he davened, he's for sure. Anyway,
you might even have a trade Drabanan. So that is even a problem. You know.
Trade
the bonon can't be yotzei chayv the bonon either, so that's also a problem. So if she says good Shabbos according to Kibbeger, and he daven Ma'ariv, he's a trade the bonon still. So chavei shtei saros shtei shabbos kamos aguf filo hevi shtei saros bezokon. Right? If he didn't bring shtei saros, so he's saying that if a person develops two hairs in his beard, that you would not need dafka mokum erva to prove that he's a god. The Maisa, Mishabur in other places says not like this. He says that Vidafka and Shesaras Bemokim the Erev. Dinakakotan, Mimhevi Shesaras Nasagolab, Mimhem Shehevi below the Mephraim. The Shesaras do not work retroactively. What would be relevant to maybe he did some type of a. He made thrill and whatever, which a cotton can't do. So retroactively, that doesn't work retroactively. It works from that point and onwards. Rav Shanoisov,
will be.
be relevant in some hechatim. So he did something before. We want to know, was it done by a katan or a gadol? The shesaris now doesn't work retroactively. So it was done by a katan. So you need a person lives 70 years, so when he completes, he turns 35, means he's completed his 35th year. So he's now at the halfway point. One day later, it's Rav Shanoisov. Now it's Yisparah that he was a Sris, and the reason why he didn't bring Shesaris wasn't because he was a Katzon, it's because he's a Sris. While that he's a Sris, it's very possible he could have been a Gadol the whole time. See him, the lack of Shesaris is not indicative of being a Katzon. So there it will work retroactively from 35 in one day back to the age he was 13. So that's better in that sense than a regular katan. Or if he develops a money swiss, mavura bev and ezer, a simon kavain bay, sifhe, fill echem in a simonim, and his karm shamahani, the hashras, the swiss, imloi hebish tesaris, gabazokin, mavura by goshem. Unless he's developed the signs of the physical maturity of the normal maturity of a man, the hair and the beard, etc., even one simon is sufficient to make him a swiss. So then, dinu kagadol. But for this, it needs simonei sris work based on the fact that he's reached the age of 20, which means he's 19 and 30 days. And he hasn't brought Shesaris. The oz mahani simon of lashav the sris of and again that will work retroactively. Whether they developed before, they only take effect when he hits the 20th year. We can sort of like bank on the fact that he's going to hit the age of 20 and then retroactively become a gadol. So let's look into the future and use that now for my din rabbanon of tefillah. I'll use that. So that's what he says. But we can assume, we don't have to look for Cyrus, we can assume he's a god. Let's finish off with that. It's late. So that halacha you can't—it's a roiv. So why do you rely on it? Because the rule is by miyut or motzi, we don't rely on a roiv. For example, we check for bugs. The roiv, even if it's only a miyut or motzi, 10% chance. The Mishnah Yaakov says 10% chance that you're going to find that it's enough to say you have to check for bugs. So you have to check for saris for the rices. That's a din rabbana. The rice, it's only if it's roiv, then you're mechayev dibaydik. So we hear the Rav says that most people become gedolim at the age of 13, and they have shesaris. That's a Rav, but we don't rely on that for the rices. But that's the Rabbanon. We don't rely on the rices. Okay.